From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. The United Nations says it has begun to remove chemical weapons from Syria. The weapons are to be loaded onto ships and destroyed in international waters after authorities move them through the ongoing fighting in the civil war there. Quinn Bowman has more.
The United Nations and the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons say the first batch of chemical weapons recovered in Syria have made their way out of the country. Escorted by ships from a variety of nations, the weapons are bound for Italy, where they will be moved to a U.S. Navy ship and destroyed in international waters. Syrian authorities agreed to give up the weapons after nerve agents were used on Syrian civilians in August. The U.S. concluded the Syrian government carried out the attacks. The U.N. did not assign blame, but confirmed such weapons were used.
The U.S. Senate has agreed to move forward with a 3-month extension of benefits for the long-term unemployed, leading to praise from Barack Obama. The president said the legislation will restore help for millions struggling to find work. Washington correspondent Lorna Shattuck has details.
Speaking at an event in the East Room of the White House, the president praised the Senate's decision by 60 votes to 37 to advance legislation that will extend jobless benefits. But he also urged lawmakers to approve the proposals quickly.
If this doesn't get fixed, it will hurt about 14 million Americans over the course of this year. 5 million workers, along with 9 million of their family members.
Mr. Obama was speaking in front of a group of unemployed people who stopped receiving government support when the emergency insurance program expired just before Christmas because Congress failed to act in time. Most Republicans oppose the Senate bill because the cost of the extension, $6.4 billion, isn't offset by spending cuts elsewhere. But Democrats argue that the benefits will stimulate the economy by boosting consumer spending.
An Arctic blast is sweeping its way across North America today, with more than half of the U.S. population under wind chill warnings. The air known as a polar vortex is bringing in the coldest temperatures for decades. It's estimated that around 187 million people are being affected by the freezing temperatures. JPMorgan Chase has agreed to pay American prosecutors $1.7 billion to settle claims it was involved in the Bernie Madoff fraud case. Most of that money will go to repaying victims who are caught up in the massive $17 billion investment scam. The latest move in a vast corruption probe in Turkey is making waves following the dismissal of 350 police officers in the capital city. Some speculate the government-led move was a reprisal against police detaining the sons of cabinet ministers during earlier weeks of the corruption investigation. A top court says it will review the police purge. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. One of the biggest security operations in Olympic history is underway in and around the southern Russian city of Sochi in the run-up to the Winter Games. More than 30,000 soldiers and police are being put on combat alert amid fears of a terrorist attack. But the huge deployment has raised concerns about limits on free speech at the Games. From Moscow, Tom Barton has more.
The main concern is an attack by Islamist militants after twin bomb attacks just days ago killed 34 in another southern Russian city. Chechen leader Doku Umarov has urged fighters to attack the Games. Years of conflict between security forces and separatists in Russia's unstable North Caucasus region has fueled Islamist attacks. As well as fears the terrorist threat and a heavy-handed response by troops in the security zone will scare people away from Sochi, there is concern among human rights groups, including gay rights groups, that tight controls on the right to protest at the Games will mean illegal limits on free speech. Tom Barton, Moscow.
And America's trade deficit in November slipped to its lowest level in 4 years on the back of strong exports and as weak oil prices weighed down on imports. The latest measure indicates continued strength in the country's economy. Li Ling Tan reports from New York.
The U.S. trade gap for November fell 13% to just over $34 billion U.S. dollars, the lowest since October 2009. The trade deficit was below what economists were expecting and came as exports rose by nearly a percent to a record $195 billion. Americans consumed more domestic products and lower oil prices kept petroleum imports down. The trade deficit, which is more than 12% lower than a year ago, dispelled concerns over weak fourth quarter growth and supports other economic indicators that point to a strengthening U.S. economy. Li Ling Tan, New York.
And that's the latest feature story news. Rebecca Foster reporting.